Amazing pictures. Making pictures. Do you like making pictures? What do you make them with? People have made pictures throughout history. There are pictures on rocks, inside caves, and on lots of ancient objects. What do you think this rock art shows? Some scientists think the people are dancing, while others think they are fighting. Ancient pictures like these are very interesting today. Over time, people developed better materials and tools to make pictures. Traditional Chinese paintings are made with brushes on silk or xuan paper. They also appear on furniture and buildings. These pictures bring beauty and fun to everyday life. We can see amazing pictures all over the vast lands of China. They are made in different ways from different materials. Some of these materials might surprise you.
Fish skin pictures. Do you know you can make pictures with fish skins? Yes, slippery, scaly fish skins can be turned into beautiful works of art. The artists are the Herjia people in northeast China. They live by the Heilongjiang, Wusulijiang and Songhuajiang rivers and are experts in fishing. They not only eat the fish, but also use the skins to make all sorts of things. They make fish skin clothes, boots, and even boats. No wonder the Herjia people are called the Fish Skin Tribe. Traditional fish skin pictures show the Herjia people at work and at play. We can see the Herjia people mending fishing nets, fishing in the river, and dancing in the forest. In the past, the Herjia people used different coloured fish skins to make pictures. Today, some fish skin artists use coloured paints. They have also found other ways to make art from fish skins. Look at this relief flower. Its leaves and petals look real. Before making a fish skin picture, the artists must prepare the fish skins. Otherwise, the skins start to smell. To do this, the artists follow these basic steps. 1. Scrape the fish skins to remove the scales. 2. Dry the fish skins in a shady place. 3. Cover the fish skins with cornmeal to remove any oil. 4. Use a special tool to press the fish skins again and again and make them soft. To start making their pictures, the artists first draw their designs on paper. Then they choose the best fish skins for the designs. They need to think about the colours and patterns of the fish skins. After that, they cut the fish skins into different shapes and sizes and paste them to the designs. The finished works are beautiful fish skin pictures. In northeast China, thousands of young people are learning this ancient art form.
Bark pictures. People who live by water use fish skins to make art. But what about people who live near forests? What do they use? Birch bark is a surprising but perfect art material. It has some natural patterns as well as many layers of different colours. Since ancient times, the people of the greater Qing'an Mountains have used birch bark to make all kinds of things. They spent most of their time in the forests, hunting and herding reindeer. They used birch bark from the forests to make useful objects, including bowls, buckets, boxes, and bags. They decorated these objects with beautiful designs. These designs were the earliest examples of bark pictures. Nowadays, bark pictures often show forest plants and animals. Other subjects include traditional hunting and herding activities, daily life in the forests, and scenes from folk tales. These special pictures, with their unique textures, draw viewers into the magical world of the forests. To make bark pictures, artists first need to prepare the bark. They do this by taking off its rough outer layer. Then, they use boiling water or steam to soften the bark. Finally, they put weights on the bark to make it flat. Now, the artists are almost ready to make their bark pictures. But before they start work, they study the bark carefully. That way, they can think of the best design for that piece of bark. There are different ways to make a bark picture. Some artists draw or paint directly on the bark. Other artists use different layers of birch bark to make pictures. They do this because each layer is a different colour. They cut the layers of bark into different shapes and sizes and piece them together to make whole pictures. It takes an eye for colour to make pictures this way. Bark artists' pictures are a gift from nature, which combine creativity with a love of life in the forests. Straw pictures. Golden wheat in the fields is a happy sight at harvest time. After all, wheat is a popular staple food in China. The remaining stalks, or straw, are often used as food or bedding for animals. And, sometimes, this straw is used to make pictures. The practice of making wheat straw pictures began in the Sui Dynasty, 581 to 618 CE. It is said that in ancient times, straw pictures were valuable artworks admired by Chinese emperors. Nowadays, straw pictures make popular birthday, wedding, and housewarming gifts. The artists begin making their straw pictures by drying the straw in the sun. After a series of special processes, the straw becomes flat and shiny. The artists then cut the straw into pieces. Some of these pieces are thinner than a needle. It takes time, patience, and creativity to make a straw picture. Today, straw artists choose from a variety of themes, both traditional and modern. But whatever the theme, each straw picture is a celebration of the joy of harvest and the beauty of art. Cloth paste pictures. Have you ever seen a cloth paste picture? In many places of China, generation after generation of people have been making cloth paste pictures. At first, these pictures were used to decorate blankets and items of clothing. Over time, cloth pasting became an art form in its own right. Thousands of pieces of different fabrics can be used to make just one cloth paste picture. Cloth paste artists often use old fabrics that people no longer want. They have an almost endless choice of colours and textures. They begin by drawing designs for their pictures. After choosing their fabrics and cutting them into pieces, artists then paste the pieces together. Some artists stitch around each piece of fabric. Other artists put fabrics or other materials under these pieces. This gives a relief effect and makes the cloth paste pictures three-dimensional. Artists can make cloth paste pictures in various themes. Each cloth paste picture is a unique and colourful work of art.
Iron pictures. Can you guess what this picture is made from? It might look like a traditional Chinese painting, but it's made from iron. The making of iron pictures first began in Wuhu, Anhui Province, during the Qing Dynasty, 1644 to 1911. Back then, many people in Wuhu worked with iron, and some of them started to use it to make art. To make iron pictures, artists don't use brushes. Instead, they use hammers. They heat the iron up to 500 degrees Celsius. This makes it soft enough to hammer into different shapes. Making an iron picture is hot and hard work. It takes thousands and thousands of strikes of the hammer, and sparks fly everywhere. Once the artists have all the shapes they need, they put them together to make a picture. Just like traditional Chinese paintings, iron pictures show scenes with people, landscapes, or flowers and birds. As an artist once said, iron pictures should have both the ideas of traditional Chinese paintings and the beauty of relief works. Making an iron picture is tiring, but rewarding. Iron picture artists are proud of their own special artworks.
Creative pictures. You can make pictures from almost anything. You can choose from natural materials, like fish skins, bark, straw, iron, leaves, sand, and stones. You can also reuse materials, such as fabrics, pieces of paper, and cardboard. It's important to learn some artistic techniques. However, more important is letting your creativity shine. Making pictures is great fun. Artists can bring their ideas and imaginations to life. A finished picture brings joy to the artist, as well as to the people who look at it. You might look at a picture and think, "Who made this picture? Why did they choose these materials? What story does this picture tell?" These are just some of the many questions to ask when you next look at an amazing picture. Word bank. Bark. Birch. Cornmeal. Decorate. Fabric. Hammer. Heat. Herd. Pattern. Relief. Scale. Scrape. Smell. Spark. Stitch. Straw.